You can find other erotic hypnosis titles, just like this one, at www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Dominica's House of Mirrors. I'd like you to sit down or lie down in a nice, comfortable position. Get yourself nice and settled. You can even keep your eyes open if you want. And let your gaze drift around the room as you listen to my voice, looking at the ceiling or the shelf or the chair, letting your mind gently drift from thing to thing, object to object, around the room, while your attention slowly focuses more and more upon my voice. You hear me talking to you, and you begin to feel so relaxed. Just listening to my voice, listening to my words. If you've listened to me before, my voice is already making you feel relaxed and heavy. If this is your first time, well, you're already finding yourself listening more and more attentively to my voice. Not really focusing on the words, but listening and absorbing everything. Hearing the tone of my words and the rhythm as they slowly relax you further and further. It's so easy to relax when I'm talking to you. Like sitting in a car while someone else is driving on a warm, sunny afternoon. You cruise down the highway, watching the scenery pass by. Not a care in the world. You can close your eyes and enjoy the feel of the warm sun streaming into the car window and on your face and your shoulders and your arms. The car gently rocking as it speeds down the highway, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Little bumps and wiggles in the road seem to massage your muscles, making your legs and thighs become loose and limp. Your relaxation becomes deeper and deeper, warm and pleasant. You shift your position down into the seat of the car, feeling so comfortable, rolling your shoulders and relaxing them deeper now, deeper. Your mind becomes quiet and empty as you become more and more relaxed, deeper. The bumps and wiggles in the road gently loosen your neck muscles, making you feel so much more relaxed. Deeper. So nice. You ride in the warm car, feeling so sleepy. Sleepy and warm. Sleepy and warm. sleepy and warm. So nice and sleepy and warm. Your eyes drift lazily open and you look out the window, seeing the telephone poles pass one by one, seeing the fields of the farms speeding past you, the long rows of crops passing by you. Seen in perspective, those long rows seem to walk alongside the car like giant legs, long, stiff legs that seem to keep pace with you as you gaze out at them. You close your eyes again, enjoying the warm ride with the gentle wiggle. Out here in the country, you remember the other times you went to the carnival. You imagine them clearly in your mind. It's always such fun when the carnival comes to town. The county fair or the state fair. You imagine yourself walking with friends or with a date or even alone down the dusty pathways. The roller coasters, the Ferris wheel, all the little shops and exhibits, people selling frying pans and demonstrating kitchen gadgets, showing you how many different products can be made out of corn. Remember, walking past the Midway Games? You thought you'd try your luck at knocking down some milk bottles. Oh well, you didn't really need another goldfish at home anyway. That was a different sort of carnival, wasn't it? The kind that comes to town every once in a while. The kind that has exhibits you don't usually see. Unusual things. Dark things. Good for making your date want to cuddle just a little bit closer. Good for getting your loud friends to talk a little more quietly, a little more thoughtfully. Good for turning a fun time into a time you'll always remember. You walk past the merry-go-round and the pocket roller coaster, past the booths with the stained glass windows and the fortune tellers. And there, at the far end of the carnival, you find it. The big painted sign says, Dominica's House of Mirrors. The building looks different from the others. They all look like big portable trailers, unpacked and quickly set up, with big fake walls on the front. But this place, it looks like it's been here for a long time. You try to remember. That can't be right. This was an empty field before today. You look at the front of the building. There's a big panel of glass, and you can see people walking through the maze, carefully testing their way as they go. The glass seems to reflect a light into your eyes. Just a bright flash, and the light is gone. It reminds you of something. Another maze, perhaps? You begin to feel a little dizzy, as if the flash has triggered a memory that was very important. But then, it's gone. And you walk up to the front of the door to buy a ticket. A mysterious-looking woman is standing there. She's dressed as a gypsy, a scarf over her head, a shawl over her shoulders. Her dress is a patchwork of bright colors, yellow, green, purple, and blue. Yellow, green, purple, and blue. Yellow, green, purple, and blue. Golden rings dangle from her ears, bracelets on her wrists. You can hear them jingle as she moves. Her face is partly covered with a veil. You see only her beautiful eyes. They are strange for a gypsy's eyes. They're green. Such a deep, arresting color. They remind you of something. You almost forget why you're here. But she asks if you want to buy a ticket for the House of Mirrors. Of course. You hand over your money, and she takes it from you. Her hands have long, beautiful fingernails with deep red polish. So shiny. The light reflects from her fingernails into your eyes, and you see the flash again. You go blank for just a moment, and then you find she has pressed a ticket into your hand. She waves you toward the front door. Enjoy yourself, she says. You walk forward towards the entrance, just like the last time. For a moment, you're confused, remembering. You look through the glass, seeing the people wandering past you, already inside the maze. One of the faces looks familiar, like looking into a mirror. The House of Mirrors. You enter, and the maze is dark. Shafts of dim light shine from above, not quite bright enough for you to see where you are going. Your eyelids squeeze together, almost shutting, as you peer into the darkness. You remember what it was like. Just like before, some parts of the path are clear. Others are blocked by glass panels. Still others are blocked by mirrors. It's so hard to tell what is a reflection and what is real. The maze twists and turns, and you walk slowly, carefully. You turn left and right and left again. You bump into a glass panel. You seem to hear a voice laughing, a woman's voice. Then she whispers, "This way." And you try again. You turn right and left and bump. You stop. It's so dark. Is this a panel of glass or a mirror? You see a human shape, dimly, in the darkness. Is it your reflection? You stare and see a pair of green eyes staring back at you. You realize this must be clear glass, because you can see the gypsy woman. Now she has removed her veil, and you realize you are gazing into my eyes. Dominicus, green eyes. Calling you deeper and deeper into the maze. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Your eyes close for a moment as you listen to my voice. Calling you down deeper. You just drift here. Drift here. Drift. Float. Just like the last time. You remember the last time you were hypnotized by Dominica? Dominica. Dominica. I told you to go deep, deep into your subconscious and remember this maze. Go deeper and follow. Go deeper and follow. Follow me. Follow me. Through the maze. Deeper. Look into the mirror. See yourself deeply hypnotized. Slack-jawed. Following me through the maze. I can lead you through the maze. But you have to obey. Must obey Dominica. Deeper. Must obey Dominica. Deeper. Must obey Dominica. Deeper. That's right. You are so deep. Going deeper. Must obey Dominica. Deeper. Must obey Dominica. Your mind is quiet now. So you can listen to me with all your focus, so I can tell you how to find your way through the maze. Let your mind remain quiet and remember. That's right. Remember the other time you were in a maze like this. Glass and mirrors all around. You were thinking about another maze just like this, so you could find your way out. This was the maze you were thinking about. Now, what was it that you did? You look through a panel and see yourself moving down the hallway, away from yourself. But this is a mirror. Are you walking away or walking closer? You become aroused now. Your cock begins to get hard, so hard, pushing against the inside of your pants, so stiff and hard. You reach up to your own nipples and begin stroking them, circling your fingers around and around, pinching them. Pinch them harder. Yes. You remember this was part of how you got out of the maze before, by exploring your own sexuality. All the little secrets in your head reflecting each other, reflecting yourself. Look into the mirror. You see my green eyes staring back at you. There's a smile on my lips as I tell you to look closer into my eyes, deeper. You see yourself reflected in my eyes. You see yourself telling you to stroke and pinch your nipples. But it is my voice you hear. Walk forward into the mirror now. That's right. Walk right up to the mirror and through. You seem to just pass through me. There was no mirror. There was no glass. Just a clear pathway. Continuing through the maze. Continue to pinch your nipples as you look ahead down the hallway and see yourself walking through the maze. You walk slowly. Turn right. You turn left. Turn left again. And bump. You follow yourself and catch up. You see yourself turn around and find yourself face to face with me. That's what you did, wasn't it, my slave? You followed yourself, but it turned out to be me. I commanded you to drop to your knees, still pinching your nipples. So hard and so sore, feels so good. You kneel before me, Mistress Dominica, and I extend my boot toward you. My black, shiny, sexy, high-heeled boot. Keep pinching your nipples as you shuffle forward now. That's it, on your knees and kiss my boot. Press your lips against the firm leather and hold your face there. Open your eyes nice and wide and see your own reflection in the shiny surface and the reflection of all the mirrors all around you. You remember now, it wasn't that you got out of the maze. You discovered how wonderful it was to stay here. Remain in here with me, with Dominica. Following my directions feels so good. Feeling my control feels so good. Exploring your fantasies feels so good. I'm now going to take you into a deep, deep trance, deeper than you've ever been before, keeping you so aroused and obedient and deeply, deeply hypnotized. See the hall of mirrors all around you, mirrors within mirrors within mirrors, a maze inside of a maze, inside of a maze. Look up into your mind and see all the mirrors inside your imagination, just like all the mirrors that surround you now. See yourself in the center of that maze, in your mind, kissing my boots. See yourself inside there, imagining a maze just like this one. Imagining this very maze where you are right now, kissing my boot. Keep playing with your nipples and go deeper. Squeeze them deeper, deeper down. You must obey, Dominica. Your cock is now rock hard, straining against your pants. But all you can do is pinch your nipples, go deeper into trance. So aroused, deeper, so deep, deeper. Must obey, Dominica. Deeper, deeper, deeper down now. You are so deep for me because you obey me. Powerfully aroused and more deeply hypnotized than you have ever been before. Stop pinching your nipples. Let your hands drop and listen carefully. I am going to give you a set of instructions. You are so deep. These instructions will immediately become permanent. They will be forever a part of your mind, and you will obey them without hesitation, without thought. Only I, Mistress Dominica, can change them. Instruction 1. I am installing a new trigger. Mirror slave. And whenever you hear my voice, say the words, mirror slave. Or whenever you receive an email or a message from me in which I type the words, mirror slave, you will drop right down here, deep, deep into trance. Your reality will become Dominica's house of mirrors. And you will see my green eyes gazing out at you, reflecting your own image in my eyes. You will become sleepy and obedient, and you will follow whatever instructions I give you, mirror slave. Instruction 2. You will tell others about this MP3. You will be unable to describe any details about it, but you will say that it was the most fun you have ever had in House of Mirrors. And instruction 3, you will send an email to me at missdominica2000@yahoo.com, and the subject line must be mirror reflection. In the email, you will say the following: Dear Miss Dominica, I am your mirror slave. I crave to see myself reflected in your beautiful green eyes. You will send the email, and then you will delete all copies of it from your computer. And then you will forget about the email. You will think only about being my deeply hypnotized mirror slave. Now I want you to reach down inside your pants, and I want you to begin to stroke your hard cock slowly at first. You must not come until I give you the command. You must not come until I say so. Now stroke, stroke, stroke. You look into a mirror, stroke, and see yourself kneeling at my feet. Stroke, kissing my boots. Stroke, you walk through the maze. Stroke, and look through a glass panel. Stroke, to the carnival outside. Stroke, there's another customer approaching. Stroke, you can see him. Stroke, talking to the woman dressed as a gypsy. Stroke, buying a ticket. Stroke, he looks just like you. Stroke, you can't wait for him to come in. Stroke, you can't wait for him to enter the maze. Stroke faster now, faster. Do not come till I give you the command. Stroke faster, faster, stroke faster, faster, stroke faster. In a moment, I'm going to awaken you, but you will not really awaken. Stroke faster. You will awaken only in your mind, faster. In reality, you will remain deep asleep in an obedient state of hypnosis. Stroke faster. After I awaken you, I want you to go and find a mirror. Faster. Stroke faster. Gaze deeply into the mirror and see yourself as I see you. Stroke. 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 See my beautiful green eyes staring into your eyes. Stroke. Stroke. And fall into my eyes. Stroke. Fall into my control. Stroke forever. Stroke, 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 stroke. Wide awake. Now go. Go and find a mirror and look for me. Look for Ms. Dominica's green eyes and follow all your instructions, mirror slave, for Mistress Dominica. You may come only after you find my eyes inside that mirror. Then you may come. Now go. Go and find a mirror and look for me and stroke. Look for Dominica's green eyes. Stroke. And follow all your instructions, mere slave, for Mistress Dominica.